Tonight we're going to have the Tanners sing six specials. And right after each special, we're going to have somebody come and preach a five-minute message. And so I hope you can conclude quickly when I say time's up. And Mitchell, 5 minutes is 5 minutes, buddy. But we just want you, we'll have a good time tonight. I haven't really told anybody who, but you probably could guess if you're a preacher boy that you might be called up. But we're thankful that you're here this evening, and it's good to have Pat and his family here. And they're going to come and sing for us one song, and then I'll introduce our first speaker. Oh, I tell you what, I'll give the speaker at least a song to prepare. Dave Meyer, you're first. Dave Meyer, 5 minutes. Mark, I don't have a watch, so just cut his mic out after 5 minutes.
Well, I thought he was saving the best for last, but...
I'll be up there.
Amen. All right, has my time started yet? No. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3, starting in verse 13 and looking at 13 and 14. Being that it is the end of the year... Something I wanted to look at this evening is looking back and reflecting over the past year that we had. We need not necessarily how we've done in different things, different areas, accomplishments, but looking through a spiritual sense of what have we done for the Lord. Title of it is Forgiving and Forging On in Faith. So Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those which are before, I press toward the mark for the high for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So we see here Paul writing to the Philippian church and telling them that he is searching, he is striving for the prize that is laid down ahead. He is searching for and striving for what God wants in his life. Looking at 2017, if you are anything like me, there have been mountaintop experiences that you've had. There's also been maybe some deep valleys that you've gone through. Spiritually, I know there was times where there was a time When Tommy Willard got saved, several people made professions of faith over at the mission, and the Lord allowed me to be part of that. It wasn't me. It was the Holy Spirit. But he allowed me to be part of that. And it was a mountaintop experience, but that so quickly fell into valleys. You know, there's maybe things that you've gone through that you've struggled with in the past. Sins maybe that have come through and that you had victory over and then you fell down. And now you find yourself picking yourself back up. Whatever it may be, Paul's saying here, we need to forget those things that are in the past mistakes, the past sins, and to strive going forward for the Lord. Let's look into that a little bit closer. Beginning of verse 13, it says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended or to have obtained the perfection. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind." Now, there's a twofold forgetting that we need to look at, and I may only get to one of them in the first 5 minutes. But we need to get these things out of our minds. What this would be those things that are our failures. Those maybe sins that we have been struggling with, but we've confessed to the Lord. We've gotten right, and now we need to push them off behind. You know, God forgives and forgets our sins when we ask him to forgive us. Psalm 103:12, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." The east and to the west, there's no beginning, there's no end. It continues on and on. That's why he didn't say go north or south, because it is forever. He puts them behind when we confess them, and he forgets them. Of all people to be writing this is Paul, the one who was known as Saul beforehand, that went forward into homes, Christian homes, tearing families apart, ripping them apart, throwing them into prison, seeing them probably fed to the lions. This is the same man that is writing this that I pressed towards the mark. I'm forgetting what was in the past. I'm not saying that we need to forget everything. There's things that we do and that we've done that we need to remember and we learn from so we don't make the same mistake over again. But if you don't want to get into this rut where you're constantly beating yourself up over things that you've had victory over, you know, the devil will want to keep reminding you of where you have your faults, of where you've messed up. I'm sure there's many times when Paul would sit and he'd start thinking about the times where he was against the will of the Lord. He thought he was being just. He thought he was doing what God wanted, but no, it was not that at all. In fact, one of those times was in Acts 7, in 59 through 60. In 59 it says, "And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep." Stephen, the first deacon, the first martyr of the Christian church. And in chapter 8, verse 1, we see, "And Saul was consenting unto his death." Paul was there. He was the one that was encouraging it. He had to deal with that. But he pushed that. He didn't let it keep him back, but he forged forward to serve the Lord. And that's where we see the second point. Paul also didn't allow himself not only to deal with the issues or get caught up with the old issues and the old sins and the things that he had done, but he also didn't get caught up in the old successes that he had. And we need to be careful that we don't live off of our past successes either. Yes, there may have been somebody that you led to the Lord this past year. What about next year, 2018? You know, are we more like Christ today than we were yesterday? Well, you know what? That's great. You should be. But you know what? I really hope tomorrow and the next year, I'm going to be more like him than I am today. So anyways, forge on for the Lord. Wait, is that like a 1 minute warning, 2 minute warning?
That's like, get off the platform.
All right, so forge on for the Lord in 2018.
All right. Man, five minutes goes by fast. So thank you. So that for a long time, that was my life verse. If I had a life verse, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Good verse. And good remembrance this last day of the year. All right, Tanner Clan, let's sing another song. Oh, Mitch, get ready.
There's no power in the water, be it the mighty Mississippi or the Jordan. There's no power in the water to take away our sin. The power's in.
All right, Mitchell, 5 minutes. Mark, keep an eye on that clock, please.
Let's start now. Woo! 2 Corinthians 9:7. 2 Corinthians 9:7. I'll tell you what, I look at my past, and we always look at a resolution as something physical that we can do with our lives. But I feel like, you know, we need to do stuff spiritually. And I always try to, when I talk to the teens, I try to talk about, it seems that I find myself rolling into sports. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm a coach. I don't know. It just falls that way. But I always tell my kids, give 110% doesn't mean that you're the most skilled person ever. Okay? I'm not the best speaker ever. I don't know the Bible like Pastor Nate does. Or at least I shouldn't, right? Pastor Nate? Right. See, he ain't even paying attention. I was making sure he paid attention. All right. Anyhow, I'm joking. He's studying for his. That's not fair. I'm just joking. But no, anything we do, we should give 110%. And I used to, as a coach, I expect that out of my players. As a former player, that's what I gave, was 110%. But then I started thinking, I don't play sports anymore. Yeah, I coach. I expect this out of the kids. But my spiritual life, I should give 110%. And that's my goal for this year, is to give 110% of my time. I'm going to give time to my family, and I want to give time of my life, giving of my life 110%, and giving of my money 110% as God expects out of me. I want God not to be disappointed in Mitchell Bland this year. And the way that can happen is the power in the blood. That's where it's at. Anything they sing sounds good as long as I don't hear Brother Pat, all right? And I haven't yet, and that's good, all right? So let's look at this verse real fast, all right? 2 Corinthians 9:7. All right, it says, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Not only financially, I look at this as somebody that wants to give their time, dedicates their life to the Lord because they want to, not because they have to, because they're filling a position in the church. Brother Nate, when he came, he told me one thing, and I don't know why, but it stuck. And he said, Mitchell, I want you, when he said, you know, I was doing the teens a little bit, and I was doing the younger kids, he said, I want you to be happy in what you're doing. All right? I don't want you to do it because you have to. I want you to be happy in what you're doing. And you know what? Most of the time, I'm happy teaching the teens. Most of the time. You know what I mean? But it's not because of me. It's because of them that I'm unhappy. But no, that's my challenge, is to give more of my time, give more of my life, and give more of my money as God has according to my life. Also, I feel that many times when we make these resolutions for the future, we say, I will try. Will is good. Try is the part that we fail at. Because if we try, we will fail. Because trying is an option. If we say, I personally say with this verse, for this next year, I, Mitchell, will purpose my heart to give of these things I talked about above. That's my spiritual challenge for you guys this year. Hopefully it's helpful to you. But that's where Mitchell's going to be at this year with his life. I'm going to try to extend that to my family and even to people around me, that they can be more spiritually seen in this area.
Didn't he get cut out? It's good. All right. Thank you, Mitchell. All right, let's have another song by the Tanner Clan. And then Mark Kisner is going to come and preach. Dave, you can cut him off. You get the 5-minute thing. All right. That's what I would like to see in 2018, a revival. And thank you, Tanners. We appreciate that. Now, Mark's going to come and give us 5 minutes, something from the Word, and then we're going to have a handshaking song, and then we're going to take up our offering, because a good Baptist church will take up an offering, and then we'll be halfway done. All right? All right, preach. Hey, wait a second now.
Okay, I guess I'm done, right? Mic cut out? Okay. Luke chapter 18. I actually had something else ready because I just figured. But with what Dave talked about and what Mitch talked about, you know, we dwelled on the past of this year, about all the hilltops and mountains that we've climbed. And then we've also looked at what we should look forward to coming into 2018. But I see here in chapter 18 of Luke that we have to take a warning whenever we're going out doing things. And we see here, we'll start in verse number 9, and it said, "He spake this parable unto them, certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, 'God, have mercy, be merciful on me, a sinner.'" You know, we see here we have two types of people who came in the temple to pray. We have the publican and the Pharisee. You know, back then, Pharisees were viewed as righteous people. They stood high in society, and they were somewhat respected by the people around them. But then you have the publican who was labeled as a thief, who was a tax collector, and the people just didn't like because he took out more than what he was supposed to. But I want to looking forward to 2018, I want to just say that we need to come forth ourselves not as the Pharisees. Sure, we've had great year last year, and we're going to strive to be great coming up in 2018. But we have to take heed on ourselves that we stay in God's center of God's will, and that we would do what he would command us to do, that we would not be prideful like the Pharisee here and just go through the motions and doing what we're doing because we're told to do so. We have to do what we do because God commanded it and because we love God and we want to glorify him in everything that we do. We want to come into 2018 like this publican who smote upon his breast and said, God, be merciful on me, a sinner. You know, if you're here not saved tonight, Lord, I want to just tell you that, you know, we just celebrated Christmas. We had the son that was born. And then he was born to die, like Pastor always said. You know, many people were born, we all die, but there was only one that was born to die. And then, of course, he died for us, and then he rose again for us. So if you're here today and you're not saved, just want to let you know that no matter what we come into 2018 as, that you can finish 2017 knowing that you go into heaven if something would happen to you before the clock strikes midnight tonight. Because we don't know if we even have the end of the service. We just know what we have is right now. So if we trust him and believe in him, then we can know that no matter what happens in 2018, that we have him to rely on and him to do everything for us.
All right, Bob, Linda, let's have a handshaking song. Stand to your feet if you're able to. We'll sing the first verse. We'll break and shake hands. This is not the go-home song. This is the halftime song. And we'll sing, and then we'll get going again. But appreciate all that I've heard so far, and we'll continue to move on. What are we singing?
23.
Page 23, right beside 22. So that's good. All right. All right. Well, this is the part of the service where we can give in our worship, and we're thankful for what God has done for our church. Let me tell you just before we pray. You know, Victory Baptist Church, God has blessed us tremendously. You know, I don't know how long we've been blessed from the beginning, to be honest with you, even back when we were meeting outside. it wasn't quite this cold when we met outside the last time, but it was right near it, I think. But, you know, we've been blessed, but here the last few years, and I don't know really when, but really, God has really blessed this church to be debt-free. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. I mean, that is so freeing for a ministry. You know, a missionary comes in, we believe that the Lord wants us to support him. It's always by faith, but it's not by sickening faith, you know. Oh, dear God, we're in trouble. You know, it's not one of those kind of things, because God has blessed us. Being able to buy the property that we were able to buy last year, that's a blessing. The houses are still up, that's not a blessing. But in 2018, we hope to see some things. Landscape around here changed a little bit. That is all the blessings of God, and it's because of the faithfulness of his people. Now, God could let it rain money. He could, if that's what he so wished. But he didn't choose to do it that way. He chose to bless through people like you. And I just want to say, and I don't need to say it because your blessing's in heaven, but I just want to say thank you for your faithfulness over the year. Thank you for giving. Thank you for serving the Lord and obeying the Lord in your giving. It is not to make us richer. It is to make the work more fruitful. And we're looking to see how we can see more souls saved and how we can reach out and do better for our people and our missionaries and those that serve here in Fairmont and in the surrounding areas. So thank you again. It's been a wonderful year, and we're appreciative of it. And we just pray that God will continue to roll that through 2018 as well, that we might be able to see more stuff done for the Lord. All right? DJ, why don't you pray and ask God's blessing upon this offering, and then we'll take up the offering. God bless you this evening as you give.